This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. There is plenty of polling and analysis out there to help voters keep their fingers on the pulse of political races making their final laps toward the November midterm elections. WHYY reporter Joe Hernandez brings us the latest on a handful of contests that are a very important part of the election narrative in South Jersey. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Jen.
What are you keeping an eye on?
Well, three main races, probably. The U.S. Senate race in New Jersey, Bob Menendez is up for re-election. Then there's the race in the 3rd Congressional District, which is Burlington and Ocean Counties. Tom MacArthur, the Republican, is up for re-election there. And then the 2nd District in South Jersey, Frank Lobiondo, longtime congressman there, is retiring, so that's an open seat.
Let's start with the U.S. Senate race between the two Bobs. As you mentioned, incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Menendez challenged by Republican Bob Hugin. He is the former Celgene CEO. That's a pharmaceutical company. Joe, some say this race is close and some say Menendez will sail to victory. Which is it?
Well, it depends on who you are and which polls you're looking at. I mean, Bob Menendez obviously is struggling to overcome the shadow of his corruption trial. It ended in a mistrial. He was not found guilty of anything, but he was severely admonished by the Senate. So when I chatted with him, I asked him, you know, should voters take that into account? And he said, yes, but, you know, my record from being in Congress, they should look at that as well.
The judgment is a question of a lifetime. I'll take my lifetime of judgment on behalf of the decisions I made for the people of New Jersey and let them choose. I voted against Judge Kavanaugh on the D.C. Court of Appeals and how right that was in view of his nomination now.
He also points to other votes that he's taken that he's proud of, like his opposition to the Iraq War and his support for the Affordable Care Act under former President Obama.
Let's talk about Bob Hugin.
Right. He's a Marine veteran, political newcomer, and he's a wealthy businessman who's poured millions of dollars into his own campaign. Hugin, as you mentioned, was the head of Celgene, a New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company. They had a big cancer drug, very popular, and while Hugin was head of the company doubled the price of this cancer drug, and meanwhile, Hugin, as CEO, was making millions. The company was also sued by generic manufacturers for withholding its product. When I asked Hugin about this, he said that that's been misconstrued in the attack ads.
Lies and mischaracterizations. It's a shame that you've been in Washington for 25 years and your campaign is nothing about what you've accomplished, because you really haven't accomplished anything for the people of New Jersey, so you got to figure to tear the other guy down. Celgene has done amazing things for cancer patients.
Hugin has also taken some heat for comments he made about women and the LGBT community when he was a student at Princeton. But, you know, his argument is New Jersey should be embarrassed by Bob Menendez and what he was accused of. There are 4 polls right now in this race. 2 put Menendez in the lead and 2 show a tie. So kind of depending on your perspective, you could read that as Menendez in the lead in an overwhelmingly Democratic state or a Republican having a chance because people are still thinking about the trial.
Mm-hmm. Now the 3rd District congressional race. This district stretches from the Delaware River to the Atlantic Ocean. At the end of the summer, Republican incumbent Tom MacArthur and Democrat Andy Kim were galloping to a photo finish. Who are these candidates and where are their campaigns now?
So Tom MacArthur has been in Congress for 2 terms now. He's a former insurance executive. During his time in Congress, he's tried to strike a bipartisan image, but some people also tie him to President Trump. MacArthur wrote the now kind of famous MacArthur Amendment to the bill that was supposed to repeal Obamacare. It ultimately failed. He got a lot of flack for that. He had a kind of now infamous town hall in which he stayed for hours and people, you know, yelled at him and argued with him. He said, you know, those people are like Andy Kim. They're just resistance figures. They're just against President Trump. And so I said, you know, what about the constituents who were upset with this?
Some were, and for their sake, I stayed for hour after hour after hour until after midnight. Look, I get that not everyone is an angry resistance figure who's organized and is there to disrupt. But Andy Kim is that person.
MacArthur was also the only yes vote from New Jersey on the Republican tax plan. So all the Republicans in New Jersey voted against it except him. He touts his work on things like helping Sandy victims. He's also chair of the bipartisan heroin task force. Andy Kim is a former national security official. He worked under President Obama and a little bit under President George W. Bush. He's been getting a lot of heat because the MacArthur campaign and other critics say he has lied. He embellished his resume, they say. He said he did things when he didn't really. And he also took a tax break on his house in D.C. that the MacArthur campaign said he only admitted was wrong once they called him out on it. So I asked Andy Kim about his truthfulness.
You know, I've done it in some of the most challenging environments with under a lot of stress, working with a top secret security clearance. I've had multiple, vetting from the U.S. government through everything in my life. I'm proud of what I've done.
And finally, Joe, Congressman Frank Lobiondo, he chose not to run again for his seat. Who wants in?
State Senator Jeff Van Drew is the Democratic nominee. He's been a state politician for a long time. He's a dentist. He has gotten some criticism from fellow Democrats because he's a gun owner and he's voted against some gun control bills in the New Jersey legislature. The Republican opponent is a man named Seth Grossman. He's a former local politician. He's an attorney. He says he wants to get into Congress to support the president's agenda. He's made some controversial remarks, such as saying that diversity is a bunch of crap. Polls are showing that Van Drew has the advantage, and it's likely to flip that seat from red to blue.
South Jersey reporter Joe Hernandez, thanks for your time.
You got it.